Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of remembrance, we prove with our great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. Krispy Kreme donuts, who made the mistake of offering their anti-health death rings as a reward for people getting vaccinated. What they failed to remember was that only delicious health foods such as Brussels sprout smoothies and non-GMO tofu popsicles are acceptable enticements for socially responsible behavior. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
The state of Georgia, who made it illegal to give whiskey and hamburgers to people when they're preparing to vote. Even worse, they said the voters would have to plan ahead and either bring water with them or else get it for free at the polling place from a bin of bottled water or at a drink station or from a drinking fountain or from a hose. In other words, condemning all voters to die of hydration on the very streets their taxes pay for. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola, who were not quick enough to denounce the aforementioned state of Georgia, and were also then found to be in transgression of the first law of wokeness. Condemnation delayed is condemnation denied. Virtue signaling must be swift and decisive, otherwise it will be mistaken for tolerance of alternative viewpoints. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Traditional sheet music, which has now been shown to be the unifying cause of racism throughout all of history. When the Oxford University School of Music realized the injustice of half notes being more white than quarter notes, they saw the need for a musical notation system that embraces all colors equally and doesn't reinforce the betterness of whiter notes. If Beethoven's Ninth Symphony had only been written in non-binary lavender and taupe, perhaps racism would never have existed. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Captain Underpants, despite being a beloved figure of humor and imagination for millions of children, inspiring them to read and delight in his cartoonish antics, Captain Underpants inadvertently associated himself with a Chinese person who not only wore clothes of his entire body, but also looked Chinese. As we all know, it is imperative that persons of Asian ancestry not be depicted in any way that identifies them as Asian, while also being depicted in a way that clearly identifies them as Asian. If this is confusing to you, it's because you are still trapped in your intersectional anti-Asianism. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, the word surge, which due to extensive philological research by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we now know is historically linked to the Teutonic nobility myths and Aryan iconographies that are formational narratives for racism. The word surge must therefore never be used to describe a mass of people moving toward a destination such as the southern border, events which shall henceforth be called overperforming guest arrivals. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
But lest we only remark the passings, let us also note the good news from this week as well. We have had a resurrection. After being declared deceased this week, Delta Airlines just yesterday successfully performed a 3.2 degree of difficulty lip service to the wrongness of Georgia's new voting oppression laws, condemning them with enough volume to be brought back to life by a 14-3 committee vote. Hallelujah, that which was lost has now been found. Unfortunately, we also had a failed resurrection this week. Although Dav Pikey, the author of Captain Underpants, also immediately attempted to prostrate himself fully and apologize for his racial transgression of 2010, he was only able to accomplish a three-quarters prostration, which is inadequate under the current bylaws, meaning his resurrection was not even eligible for a committee vote and failed. And now, with these canceled villains cast out from our midst, may we all go forth and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
But, beloved, before I release you today, I do have some additional announcements. Please keep the following in your prayers this week, as they are hospitalized and in danger of cancellation. The new sitcom, The United States of Al, for having an Indian actor portray an Afghan character. And the 26-foot-tall Palm Springs Marilyn Monroe statue, whose reinstallation has been delayed several times due to its obviously sexist message that women can be pretty. As always, bereavement counseling is available in the Narthex on Tuesday, and the Mourner's Potluck on Thursday reminds you to be sensitive to allergies in your dishes. Lastly, the Critical Race Theory training on Friday has been postponed due to our softball match against Hope Lutheran. You are dismissed.